Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the pick six recap, let's squeeze in a couple phone calls because Whitey in Cambridge been hanging on for a long time. What's up, Whitey?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Hi. So I watched the game like three times, and I really paid attention to a lot of what Vrabel said in the press conferences, and it seems like the edict yesterday was we have to get our running game right, and we have to be, you know, that team that's starting to develop that when the weather gets cold, because they were really stubborn about, you know, not using, you know, to basically run over the Bengals and just, you know, kind of like establish that. And they didn't veer from that at all. And I don't know if it was like a bit of an underestimation in the pride of the Bengals, or, but they were stubborn. They didn't do anything on the goal line to, you know, there was no subterfuge, there was no trick plays or anything like that. It was just, if we run them over, we run them over. If we don't, we don't.
Thanks for the call, Whitey. Fitzy, were they too fixated on running the ball? Was there a boring or any sort of Belichickian insistence on, we're going to run the ball until we...
Steven Jackson style, my least favorite Patriots game, non-Super Bowl edition of all time. Yeah, I can't say that they didn't try alternatives, because Drake May rolled out. Drake May ran play action. They tried a bunch of different, I won't say tricks or, you know, arrows in the quiver, if you will, but there wasn't anything... He's talking about subterfuge. Like, there was no trickeration, you know, like it wasn't like Ben Johnson was calling plays down there by the goal line. But look, if you roll out, you run play action, you try to throw over the middle to the corner and try to run up the gut and none of it works, you're just not getting it done. Sorry. Like, that's just plain and simple, Whitey. It's not happening.
Let's get one more call here. Mark in Connecticut. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Sorry. I meant to call yesterday and call the Six Rings and talk to you guys about it, but...
No problem.
Oh, man. I am just... Vidarian Lowe, can we please get rid of the guy? I mean, did you guys watch him fall down, like, on his face two or three times when there's nobody even near the guy, and he's literally just falling on his face? I mean, we cannot have Drake May being protected by this guy, Vidarian Lowe. Put Brian on the other side. I mean, please, we can't do this again, guys. I love you guys.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the call. The door is, I won't say open to Mark's suggestion, but Mike Vrabel did not kick that door closed when that possibility was posed at his press conference today. He said he wasn't ready to make a declaration or a declarative answer about who's going to play left tackle. Is it low? Could Bryant switch? So, Mark, stay tuned. keep an eye on the practice report later in the week. Keep an eye on some of the blogs coming out later in the week. Maybe you'll get your wish. Maybe there'll be some Marcus Bryant at left tackle. Stay tuned. But right now it's time for the Pick 6 recap.
A pick 6!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick 6.
Jones with the pick 6.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Morgan Moses for left tackle in week 13 is my official.
Boo! I don't like that idea. Boo! We can talk about that tomorrow. Boo! Moving too many pieces. Boo!
Okay. Thank you for your honest reaction to that. I always appreciate that, and I will return fire because you lead us off to begin our pick 6 recap. Now, if you were not with us on Friday when we did our official picks, Andy Hart made a selection. Ted Johnson, with his 9-2 record entering week 12. Vetoed it and made him make another selection.
Yeah.
That selection is yet to play. Now, correct, it's null and void because the parlay is already lost. But in lieu of that, I want to at least revisit the what could have been for Andy Hart. Hit it, Stiz.
They're down at 8. Here comes the pressure. Running away from it is Sanders. He's looking long. He's got a man caught at the 10-yard line. Bonds! He's down to the 1-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Browns.
Andy Hart is having such a tough season in the pick 6 parlay that even when he wins, he still loses. Shedeur Sanders just became the first Browns quarterback since Eric Zier in 1995 to win his first career NFL start, snapping a 17-game losing streak for first starts for Browns quarterbacks. So, Andy, it doesn't count to your record. The Niners still have a chance to add a W to the column, but I just wanted to congratulate you on getting one right, even though it's not going to count for anything.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I just want to recall that my pick was more against the Raiders than it was for Shedeur and the Browns. I had watched the previous game. They were a mess offensively. Subsequently, they have fired Chip Kelly. He's out of work. And did you see the stats? They had 10 sacks. 10 sacks in that game. I believe 3 from Myles Garrett, who is well on his way to breaking the NFL record, in part thanks to the Patriots, but also in part thanks to the Raiders.
We gave him 5 that day, right?
Yep. So 8 right there between those two games. That's a bad football team. I picked against a bad football team, and I was right. It just doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm with Damon Amendolor and many other prominent media people who said on social media yesterday, perhaps the most confounding thing about the 2025 NFL season is that the Patriots found a way to lose to this garbage Raiders team.
Oh, I think you can make an argument, though. Like, the Patriots were without their best defensive player, and they were with their best offensive player before he got hurt, Brock Bowers. Those were two key factors. Also, yeah, those early season games, see Cincinnati last year. Those don't mean a whole hill of beans.
You had the new car smell with Pete Carroll. You had at least some glimmer of hope in Las Vegas when that first came around. But things just kind of compound on each other. And I think right now it's funny. Tom Brady, not really associated to the Raiders at all right
funny
now.
How that works. When it goes poorly, he wants nothing to. I don't see him sitting in the coach's booth with his headset on and all that like he was earlier in the year. He doesn't want any of the blame, just but the credit when it succeeds.
Yep.
Funny how that is.
Pulling a Homer Simpson back into the bushes right now in his fancy white Mark Davis, Al Davis satin jacket. And by the way, Chip Kelly canned 2/3 of the way through the season. Highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. Was, formerly.
Yep.
Highest paid.
What an investment out of our boy TB12. All right, next one.
Ravens break the huddle quickly. Jackson takes the snap. Henry up the middle. Henry's in. Touchdown, Baltimore.
The big story of our parlay this week is close calls. This one, unfortunately, went the wrong way for Nick Fitzy Stevens. Ravens' Derrick Henry, that was his 8th rushing touchdown of the year. He moved into 13th all-time in NFL history for rushing yards, surpassing Marcus Allen and Edgerrin James. But for the first time in his career, Lamar Jackson totaled 0 touchdowns in back-to-back weeks, and Nick Fitzy Stevens, by a point and a half, unable to cover the 14.5, but Baltimore is a winner, 23-10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
one-day-only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, that was 7-3 for far too long. It took Baltimore's offense way too long to finally get in gear. You can say the Jets were game early on. I chalk it up more to Baltimore not being prepared and or overlooking the Jets. And yeah, whether you get it at 13.5 or 14.5, to lose by a whisker like that, that's a bad beat. That's a tough beat. Sorry, boys.
You lose. Just get over it. Take it like a man and move on.
Okay, move on we will. Next one.
Second, I learned it from 13. You.
Mayfield fires. Did he hang on? Durant took it away. Durant's on the run. Down the sideline. Kobe Durant looking to cut inside. Touchdown.
It was an ass kicking last night, simply put, between the Rams and the Bucks. Players with 30 or more passing touchdowns and less than 5 interceptions in their team's first 11 games of a season. Tom Brady in 2007, Aaron Rodgers in 2011, 2014, and 2020, Patrick Mahomes also in 2020, and Matthew Stafford in 2025. Andy Hart, all of those players, except for Matthew Stafford because we don't know yet, have won the MVP. So by a landslide, Ted Johnson is able to cover his Rams -6.5.
So I'm going to do something here that I'm not proud of, but I need to do it. There is no way Matthew Stafford doesn't win the MVP. Nothing could possibly derail Matthew Stafford from winning the MVP at this point. Sorry, Drake May, no chance. It is foreseen Matthew Stafford's going to win. Is that how that works,
Thank
boys?
Thank you for using
That's
your powers for good for
reverse
once.
Jinx right there, buddy.
Also, just need to real quick, that clip you played, Stiz, is the example of why you need to watch games, not just read statistics. That goes down in the books as a pick six interception thrown by Baker Mayfield. He hit Otten in the hands, who bobbled it not once, not twice, maybe three times, then catches it, starts to fall to the ground on one knee, but never actually fully possesses it. The DB rips it out of his hands and runs for a touchdown. There was no part of that play that was Baker Mayfield's fault, but in the statistics, it says it was a 30-yard or whatever it was, pick six interception. That's why you got to watch the games, kids. Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield also hurt, missed the second half. Oh, yeah. Some interesting things going on there in Tampa, 34-7. That was
Teddy Bridgewater, right?
Teddy Two Gloves, yeah.
Teddy, high school coach who gave kids food and they banned him from coaching or whatever it was in Florida, guy is back in the NFL.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Teddy above board. That's it. All right, next one.
There's Gibbs on first down. Jahmyr Gibbs across midfield. One man to beat inside the 20, the 10. Touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. In overtime, Gibbs takes it 69 yards.
Nice.
You want to talk about the bleep that gets you beat? That right there was the bleep that got Shane Bowen fired in New York. The 2-10 Giants are the first team to officially be eliminated from playoff contention. And here's how it happened. They led the Cowboys 37-34 with 14 seconds left in regulation. They led the Saints 14-3 in the second quarter. The Broncos 26-8 with 5:19 left in the fourth. The Bears 20-10 with 3:58 left in the fourth. And the Lions 27-17 with 10:57 left in the fourth. And they lost all of those games. Shane Bowen, defensive coordinator, was fired this morning by the Giants. 34-27, your final. The Lions win, but they did not cover my minus anywhere from 10 to I saw it 14.5 by the time of kickoff. So that is a loss for me, but Nick Fitzy Stevens, the New York Giants, dealing with some more losses of their own this morning.
Yeah, your quarterback's been knocked out and in concussion protocol. You lose your second-year stud sophomore sensation wide receiver, your rookie phenom battering ram of a running back. Now your defensive coordinator truly pulls multiple reverse rabbits out of a hat all season long. Like, this is a season to remember for the New York Football Giants for all the wrong reasons.
And it
it'll still be fun to see him next Monday, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there any, Andy, is there any worry? I don't even want to call it a trap game, but do you worry about what the Giants bring at all? Is there anything on their on your radar with them?
No.
A desperate team trying to play spoiler, anything like that?
No. Okay. I only worry about the Patriots and what Vedarian Lowe looks like and some of the issues that they're... This is about, as Ted said, the team in the mirror. If the Patriots come up and represent themselves in any sort of adequate fashion, you should win this game, because the Giants have just been kicked in the cojones week after week after week, and they've showed fight. You know, we talk about the Bruins showing fight. Giants show fight. They keep showing up and saying, sir, may I have another? But at some point, coming off a holiday weekend, I feel like that has to fade.
All right.
Boy, talk about tempting fate all over again. Jeez, guy.
I'm just telling you.
That's his point. He's sticking with it. At least you used your powers for good once. All right, next one.
And the kick is good. Kansas City survives.
Woo, the number you had for Colts and Chiefs, very important in this one. 23-20, Kansas City beats Indianapolis. They did it on the back of Kareem Hunt, who carried the ball 30 times on Sunday. Those 30 carries went for 104 yards. He averaged just 8.6 carries per game in the Chiefs' first 10 games this season. With the victory, Patrick Mahomes has now defeated 31 of the 32 teams in the NFL in the regular season. The only one he hasn't beaten, of course, is his own. And by a half point, Stanley Bruno covers his +3.5, and this guy knows his ball.
What can I say? If there's one thing, Dan took the words out of my head. I know ball.
Took the words out of my head.
That's the first time it's ever been uttered that way.
And I love it.
All right, last one today.
So Little now from 52, and the kick is perfect.
Also by a half point, with a kick in overtime to give Jacksonville the lead and ultimately the win. 27-24, they beat the Arizona Cardinals, who hang in again with Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has now thrown 9 of his 11 interceptions with a lead this season. He, meanwhile, has 11 touchdowns and just 2 picks when either tied or trailing. Some tweets about Trevor Lawrence that made me laugh. Trevor Lawrence's chaos theory, personified as a quarterback, and the Trevor Lawrence experience is crazy. One drive, he's prime Tom Brady, and the next, he's Oakland's Jamarcus Russell. So you never know what you're going to get, but you do get a win for Brian Frazoco as the Jaguars cover -2.5. That is how we did on our pick six parlay, 3-2, waiting for Andy's results tonight. And all 6 members of the show had the Patriots winning, closest of which was Stiz at 24-17 Patriots. So Andy and Ted, 10-2 in picking Pat's games. Dan, Fitzy, Brian, 9-3. Stiz, 7-5. And that, Andrew Hart, is our Pick 6 Parlay Week recap.
And football talk, including our bad picks on WEEI, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.